Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, we mentioned this yesterday, this Big Ten thing. They're in discussion with the private capital, to infuse at least $2 billion into the league and its schools. Oren, I want to bring you in because you were saying something about this to us earlier in regards to what this may mean if, in fact, this happens. The discussions include a 10-year extension of the league's grant of rights until 2046. The reason why this is so interesting and intriguing is if this happens, guys, I think the other power three are going to have to do something like this to keep up with what's going on. Real quick, what did you want to add to this?
So Darren Revelle, sometimes much maligned Darren Revelle, but he tweeted out earlier about if this deal goes through, the NCAA is going to implode with it. Other than running championships, which can be done at a fraction of the cost, there's no point anymore for the NCAA. Also talked about, too, if this goes through, you won't have athletes as student athletes anymore whatsoever. They will just strictly be athletes. Getting kids to go to class anymore, that's not going to happen. Because the money that's going to be infused into athletics will be solely having them focus on just being an athlete.
Interesting. Okay, I know many of us feel that way already.
Right.
But that's a whole nother side that I hadn't even thought about,
right,
to be honest with you.
They've talked about, and I was, because you read about, you know, private equity and you know, Wall Street basically getting involved in the business of sports. And they want to get their fingers all over the NFL. Hmm. You know, and again, if you're a fan, and it brings accountability, and maybe your ownership is a little bit, you know, for instance, the Falcons. You know, if Arthur had issues with his business, which he doesn't, and he had to, you know, sell some, and somebody comes in as a majority partner, I mean, but that's never going to happen. I mean, that's rare. In the case of college, but you do bring people in that are bottom line driven. You think analytics is pervasive in sports? That's all Wall Street is.
Right.
Is analytics. So I said yesterday with you guys, I was like, so maybe they come in and they go, well, yes, we'll have a tier of, because they're going to want like tier pricing. Ohio State, Michigan, you get this, and Oregon, you know, and then what is USC a level lower? And then by the time you get to Purdue, yeah, or Northwestern or Rutgers, then how do they even compete? And then when does this private equity firm say, you know, we've done the numbers, we're not getting the traction with Purdue and Northwestern and Rutgers, so maybe we cut them loose. You know, and tell me that is not a possibility. I mean, because you're looking for the best product, the best return on investment.
I think it's all on the table, Mike, if in fact this happens. And the irony is Ohio State and Michigan are still in discussions. They're the ones, everybody else is like, let's go. They're like, let's talk
about
it.
Well, I mean, because if private equity came into the ACC, what happens to Wake Forest and Boston College?
Bye-bye.
Exactly. Sorry.
Well, especially if what O is saying is true. Listen, a lot of these universities and institutions are only in these conferences because of the academic credibility they bring,
right,
to certain conferences. The Big Ten has always believed that they're smarter than everybody else. Fine. But when you throw in Vandy into the SEC, Mike, that's always been the argument, right? It raises the GPA. It's the Harvard of the South.
Right.
You start talking about some of these schools where the academic standards are one of the reasons why they've remained in the conference despite their lack of championships athletically. If that goes away, then why do I need them in my conference?
Right. You know, that's the thing. ACC could have had West Virginia for years. They didn't want them. Felt they were below their standards. Not bringing West Virginia. Not bringing hillbillies on a tobacco road.
Right.
You know, so that's all part of it.
Yeah. It's just an interesting thing to think about. I said yesterday, and I'll tell you guys again, because this happened at the end of the show.
I just think it's a bad
separation. I don't like it.
I like a separation of church and chicken. I wish Chick-fil-A was open on Sunday. Yeah. I wish that private equity could get their greasy, you know, mitts off of our favorite sports.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this. Maybe you are. You can tell us. 404-726-0929. But this would give, I think, the Big Ten a significant financial advantage over the SEC.
I mean, what? I mean, the question is, I guess, what does it? How would it affect the SEC? All those are the scenarios. I mean, because remember, was it last year FSU was threatening, or somebody, some booster said, "We'll go get private equity."
Yeah.
So what happens if they don't like the way the program's going? They're going to make you fire the coach?
Yeah.
I mean, you get a call from, you know, Merrill Lynch or whoever, and they say he's got to go.
Well,
you better find some more. Or did they make you take resources from other programs? I don't even know how that would work.
I think, Mike, as long as the conference is doing well, they're going to be making money, right? It's not solely one school. This is not an investment into Ohio State, and therefore, if Ohio State sucks, then you want to fire Ryan Day. If the conference as a whole, this investment is into the conference, and the conference is doing well, then it's going to bode well for everybody who's making money. But I hear you. Like, I get a sense like those are decisions that are down the road that you could get to, because you could say somebody sitting at a big table, hey, look at this investment. We need to change a few things.
Well, that's just it.
And who says no to the $2 billion infusion of cash?
I mean, why do you think like a Gordon Gekko type or his group?
Greed is good.
They're getting into this for laughs? For the betterment of college football?
No, they see the money.
Return on investment.
Yeah.
Be friggin' vultures, man. You want bloodsuckers running your league? No way.
It's crazy, guys. And again, that's just one of the stories. Something else, and I know we weren't going to talk about this because Barber's coming on at 4. Did you see what Vandy's quarterback was talking about with Alabama?
What's Diego Pavia saying now?
Well, look, he's got a big ego, and rightfully so.
He backs it up.
Yeah, he does. But he was just talking about the fact that, you know, they've done this already. They've beaten Alabama, and if they play up to their capability, this game won't be close. That's what he's. I'm being serious. That's what he said about.
Well, the last guy to run his lip, but he backed it up with grip, was Tommy Castellanos about taking on Alabama.
Yeah,
but
what was it? Saban can't.
They got Saban to save him this time.
That's right. That's right.
And I remember all the Alabama players were at the SEC meeting. We'll let that. We'll speak with our words. Actually, well, that didn't happen. But Vandy, man. By the way, how many? Are you still going to get 30,000 Bama fans into Vandy? With all the upgrades?
It's in Tuscaloosa.
Never mind. Then that's a given.
Yeah.
How many Vandy fans will infiltrate Brian Denny?
Well, remember, that was the crazy thing. I think they were the stadium was under construction last year, if I remember, and it was like
it had a
high school stadium.
And it was like no vibe, which I think, not to make excuses, but it's kind of like what happened to Tech that first half against Wake.
Yeah.
You know, you got like, you know, 15,000 people watching you play.
Am I hearing that you guys are going to take Vandy as a 10.5 underdog? Is that what I'm hearing?
As Carl just said, if this was at Nashville,
I would.
But again, even you still have 30,000 Bama fans, but as being a Brian Denny, I'm not going to touch it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it's fool's gold or not. That Bama offense was efficient last week. Now, I know they didn't score in the second half, and I don't know if Vandy's defense can make the adjustments that Georgia did to slow them down. But Mike said it, even though they didn't score, they still ate clock. They still had long drives in the game, even though it didn't result in points. But if Alabama comes out like that and Ty Simpson's throwing the ball around and they're doing all that, it's going to be tough for, I think, Vandy to stop.
I'm trying to apologize. While you're speaking, I'm not trying to ignore you. I'm trying to find Jalen Milroe's game log for last year and see how bad he was.
Well, remember, what is it, 28-0? They jumped out on Georgia, I believe it was, at one point, at 28-7 or something of that nature. But, yeah, man, look, Vandy's 16th in the country. The rating or the rankings right now,
18-24 for 310, a touchdown.
And he ran for one.
Right.
I believe. But my point is, to Day-Day about taking them, this is like a sucker. Like, you look at this and you go, Alabama, 10.5, they're going to kill Vandy. I don't know about that. I've said this. I do think this is a one, maybe, you know, this is not a 21-point blowout. And if it is, that means Vandy turned it over and they did all the things that they haven't done yet. They are 5-0, 1-0 in the SEC. But if they go on the road and beat Alabama, Mike, they got to be taken seriously.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.